Rocket Rangers, man your post, while Post Corn Toasties, the tender, crisp, fresher cornflake, take you beyond rocket power. Beyond the atomic bomb. Beyond the future. To Buck Rogers in the 25th century. We are now 500 years in the future with Buck Rogers on the planetoid Magna. By means of the new frequencies installed in one's brain by Dr. Heuer, Number One is now able to issue commands to all the robots on the planetoid, and secure from any attack by the machines, Buck, Wilma, and One have come to the headquarters building to arrest Killer Kane and his criminal companions. Kane challenges Buck to a fight, and Buck accepts. They throw aside their weapons, and with Wilma, the two giant robots, and Bran standing by, the fight is on. Buck sidesteps Kane's first bull-like rush and drives a hard right home to the killer's jaw. Kane shakes it off and charges again. This time, his fist crashes against the side of Buck's head. Buck staggers back, and Kane is on top of him. His great weight knocks Buck to the floor. But before he can be pinned down, Buck rolls aside and is on his feet once more. Now, moving with even greater speed, Buck lashes lefts and rights at Kane's face. But nothing can stop the killer from boring in. Buck is forced to give ground, ducking, sidestepping, keeping just out of Kane's reach, still jabbing hard straight left to the face. The criminal roars.
Just let me get my hands on you once.
Keep it out, Buck. Keep him away with that left.
The fight surges back and forth in the center of the hall. Bran, cowering against the wall, slowly starts edging towards the windows. And at last, he reaches them.
One, Bran's getting away. Look, he's going out the window.
Yes.
Go after him, One. Stop him.
He will be stopped. I wish to see the finish of this fight between good and evil.
But it's unfair. Kane's so much bigger and stronger.
Buck has the advantage of a brain.
Yes, but he... Good work, Buck. Keep it up. Oh, Buck, you've got to win.
Gosh, Mr. Williams, I can hardly keep my mind on what's happening up in Buck Rogers' world. I'm so anxious to know more about that circus coming to town.
You mean the circus coming to your grocery store?
Yeah, and that's what throws me. How can there be lions and monkeys and trapeze acts in a grocery store?
Don't forget, there's a whirling merry-go-round, too, and dancers. Twinkle Toes, the dancing clown, Tap and Tom, the tap dancer, and that spectacular, stupendous, fine-chilling act, the human cannonball.
Gosh, in a grocery store. Well, tell me, how can a fella find out more about all this?
Simple. Just tune in next Sunday afternoon and every Sunday in April to the House of Mystery. It's on the same station, and see your newspaper for the time. And you know, boys and girls, a really good breakfast starts with a heaping bowl of the freshest, crispest cornflakes possible, Post-Corn Toasties. And don't forget, listen next Sunday afternoon to House of Mystery on this same station. Learn more about the greatest show on earth in your grocery store. Rocket Rangers, man your post as we forge ahead in time, 500 years. As the fight between Buck and Kane continues, Buck finds it more and more difficult to keep away from Kane. At last, his huge hands grasp Buck's shoulders. Buck is unable to free himself. Then, swiftly, Kane lifts him into the air and throws him across the room. Buck crashes into the desk. But before Kane can follow up his advantage, Buck has jumped to the top of the desk. As Kane charges, he dives at him. And once again, the two men hurtle to the floor. Buck is on his feet instantly. Kane is slower in rising. He shakes his head before he starts for Buck again. But now, drawing on his last reserves of strength, Buck redoubles the speed of his attack. He hammers at the killer's face with left and right until the larger man is completely bewildered. Then he shifts his attack to the body. Now Kane is only trying to cover up. He snarls like a wounded animal. He turns his back and stoops to the floor. Buck drops his guard. Then he sees what Kane is about to do.
Buck, he's going for his gun.
As Kane raises the pistol, Buck Wright drives against Kane's jaw. The Great Hulk wavers for a moment. The pistol drops from his nerveless fingers, and Killer Kane drops to the ground. Buck staggers, catches himself, then puts a hand to his head as Wilma runs to him.
Buck! Oh, Buck, you did it. You beat him. Are you all right?
Oh, boy.
Are you all right, Buck?
I'll tell you later. What a tough customer he turned out to be.
Well, he isn't very tough right now.
X, you will come with me. We will find the others.
First one going.
Brand slipped out of here while you and Kane were fighting.
He'll head for a spaceship. He's trying to make a getaway.
Don't worry about it, Buck. We saw him leave.
Well, then why didn't one go after him?
He didn't want to miss anything. And I was just as happy to leave him here. Oh, at the time, it looked as if Kane might win.
Huh. That's a fine thing to say. Didn't you have any confidence in me?
Tell the truth, Buck. Were you always sure you'd win?
Then when he first hit me, I thought I'd been kicked by a mule.
I have my first aid kit. I'll see what I can do to fix up your face.
How does it look?
Oh, it'll be hard to tell until we can clean it up a little. I imagine it'll look lovely. Something like a black and blue sunset.
I'll never mind it. First, we'd better tie up Kane and then go after Brand.
You can leave him and Bassett to one. I'm sure one sent a message to the tens to pick them up. They won't get away.
Okay. We'll just make sure that Kane doesn't. Then we'll call Doc and have him bring the submarine down. It's hard to believe, Wilma. But it looks as if the mission has been accomplished.
An hour later, Buck and Wilma watch the submarine land outside the headquarters building. Dr. Huer hurries in to meet them.
Doc, Why, what's happened to your face?
Why, don't you like sunset?
What happened?
I ran into a door.
You sure it wasn't a stone wall?
You should see what happened to the other fellow.
I'd like to. Where is he?
Over there on the floor.
Killer Kane! Captured at last, Buck. It seems too good to be true.
I knew you'd recognize him, Doc. He looks just the way he used to.
Oh, well, not quite.
Yes, Rogers. I'll kill him.
The man is obviously delirious.
You tricked me.
Yes, it's a good trick, too. You should learn it. They call it a right to the jaw, Kane.
What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to take you back to Earth.
Then what?
Then you'll get what you deserve.
I got a right to a trial.
You'll have one.
But it won't last long.
Look, Rogers, maybe we can work a deal.
Try it with the Supreme Court of the Earth.
But here comes one now, and he doesn't have Brand or Bassett with him.
One, where are they?
Brand and Bassett have been captured and placed on board the submarine.
Oh, good.
They have been placed in the hospital.
The hospital?
In attempting to escape, they damaged themselves.
Seriously, I hope.
The damage is reparable. From them, we learned what happened to X's brain.
Well, tell us.
Where's X now?
He has gone to the laboratory, where he will wait for me.
Well, what happened, Juan?
X wished to contact me on the Earth and ordered that the power of his brain be increased.
The same way Dr. Huer stepped yours up?
Yes. It was necessary to disassemble the brain. Kane, Brand, and Bassett arrived before the operation had been completed by the laboratory technician.
Oh, I see.
Brand stole the section of the brain which contained the law. And as a result, X was not able to distinguish between right and wrong. He carried out Kane's orders without questioning them.
And through him, Kane was able to control all the robots on the planetoid.
That is correct.
But one, where is the missing section? It must be replaced.
It has been found.
Where?
In a safe on board the spaceship belonging to these men.
Has it been damaged?
No. The missing section will be replaced within the next hour.
Okay, one, go to it.
With the law restored to X's brain, Magna will be safe from all criminal attacks.
And safe for the colonists from the Earth to come here.
That is correct.
All right, one, go to it. Get him fixed up. We'll load Kane on board the submarine. Be ready to start by the time you've finished.
I will carry Kane to the submarine.
Oh, I can manage that.
No. If it were possible for a machine to feel pleasure, then I would say this task will be a pleasant one for me.
Hey, let go of me. Put me down.
It is not advisable for you to struggle. As the inhabitants of the Earth have been heard to say, you, brother, are all washed up.
Well, Mr. Williams, I feel kind of sad. Honest. Because this is our last day hearing Buck Rogers.
I guess a whole lot of boys and girls feel that way, Tom. And I know that the post people hope you've all enjoyed the excitement and wonder of the 25th century.
Gosh, who wouldn't? And I hope all the Buck Rogers fans have become Post-Corn Toasties fans.
I really believe, Tom, that just one trial of Post-Corn Toasties convinces everybody that they're the freshest, crispest cornflakes possible.
All I know is after the first bowlful, my family liked them so much that now we have Post-Corn Toasties every morning. But say, Mr. Williams, maybe some fellas and girls missed hearing about that circus in a grocery store.
Well, I was just about to say that if all the boys and girls will listen next Sunday afternoon and every Sunday in April to House of Mystery, they'll find out more about how the greatest show on earth is going to be in local grocery stores. So remember, make a date. Next Sunday afternoon on this station, hear House of Mystery. Look in your newspaper for the time. And say, hope you'll all keep right on enjoying the crisper, fresher cornflakes every morning. Hope you'll all start each day bright with Post-Corn Toasties.
Rocket Rangers, man your post as we drive on into the future.
The missing section of X's brain is replaced, and after it has been thoroughly tested, one is satisfied that the management of the planetoid will be in safe hands once more. Then, one boards a submarine, which is ready for the takeoff, and joins Buck, Wilma, and Dr. Huer in the control room. Now, Buck is at the controls with Wilma beside him.
Gyroscopic elevator.
Set.
Sensitizers.
Full power.
Rocket Rangers, man your posts. Stand by for takeoff. Here we go.
Goodbye, Ed.
Have you called the president yet, Buck?
No, Doc. I wanted to be able to tell him that we were on our way home.
Well, let one take the controls. Call him now.
Okay, one, take over. Straight into space, then circle the planetoid and head for the Earth.
It is in my brain.
No, wait.
Wait, what's the matter? I've already called him.
I'd forgotten. It's the middle of the night in Niagara.
Oh, he won't mind waking up for this news.
What's the idea? Call me in the morning.
Yes, sir. You say he wouldn't mind, woman? Yes, sir.
I was asleep. I didn't realize it was your telephone that was ringing.
I'm sorry to have disturbed you, sir.
No, that's perfectly all right. What do you have to report? What's happened?
The mission has been accomplished, sir. We're on our way home.
What? You've really found Kane? You've taken him prisoner?
Kane and Brand and Bassett. All three of them are in the hospital on the submarine.
Did you say the hospital?
Well, they need a little medical attention at the moment.
Oh, yes.
But they're under heavy guard. They won't escape.
Buck, this is wonderful news. The Earth, the whole solar system is grateful.
We feel pretty happy about it ourselves,
sir. You deserve anything we can do for you. First, you get that leave I've been promising. You and your whole crew.
That's a dangerous promise, sir. Whenever you mention leave, something always happens.
Well, we won't let it happen. No, Buck, I promise, and I'll keep my promise.
Okay, sir.
Now, you just hurry home.
We will, sir. Good night, sir. Well, a vacation, gang. Where shall we go?
California.
Oh? Look, what about you and me going to Niagara Falls?
Well, that's just outside the capital.
I know. But in the 20th century, it had quite a reputation as a vacation spot. I'll tell you all about it before we get down to Earth.
And so the submarine soars on, blazing its way on through space.
Beyond rocket power, beyond the atomic bomb, beyond the future, with Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Buck Rogers with John Larkin, Virginia Vass, and Edgar Staley has been coming to you by Post-Corn Toasties.
Beginning next week, Buck Rogers will no longer be heard at this time. Instead, Mutual will present a dramatic program of best-loved children's stories, Adventure Parade. Be sure and tune in at this time for Adventure Parade. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.